Today's shiur, we'll first be talking about sponsor. This morning's shiur is being sponsored anonymously. That's enough. Okay. As a card such, I first for all time and effort he puts in preparing the shiur each week. I was forced to read this. And also, extending wishes to all the shiur's participants and their families and Kaisel should be having a good gebesh to Yor and the Gemach Simitaiva. They should pay more than $72 for this. Alright. Okay. First part we'll talk about is building a sukkah. Is there a mitzvah to build the sukkah itself? Etzim dnias a sukkah is a mitzvah. So therefore, a person should be mishtado to put up the walls of the sukkah by himself, and not to do it by other people. Or maybe just the building of the sukkah is only a hechsher mitzvah. Deiker, a person should have it build a sukkah, so he should be able to sit in the sukkah. And building a sukkah itself is no mitzvah whatsoever. And even he can have a great build a sukkah. And we're talking about building, we're not talking about the schach here. We're talking about etzim building a sukkah. Is that a mitzvah, or it's not? Or I'd say it's only a heksha mitzvah, and the ikish a person should be sitting in the sukkah. Pashas from the Gemara is not. There's nothing mafurish about this. However, in Rishayim and in the Achrayim, there's a homachlokes on this. The Sheiltus writes in Siman Kuf Samaches, Shiltus, in Siman Kuf Samaches, he starts out, quote his Lashem, the Mechayvim, the Beis Yisrael, the Mevet, Metalsa, the Yosefva, Shiva Yayme. Person is required to make a sukkah and sit in 7 days. The Ksiv Chag HaSukkah Tasalach, Shiva Yamin. She do a sukkah for 7 days. The Ksiv HaSukkah Teshuo, Shiva Yamin. That's the Lashon of Shaltes. Zokt in the Tziv, in the Hamak Sheva, he says, it's Masha from the Shiltes, that even the Ikke Mitzvah is the sin of Sukkah, and the Asi itself is only Achana to the Mitzvah, but still is a Mitzvah in this Achana. Because it says in Torah Kedosha, Chag HaSukkah Tasalach, you should make a Sukkah. But other Achana to the Mitzvah, it doesn't say in the Torah, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. No, my regular mitzvah, which doesn't say anything about the achana, it's no mitzvah whatsoever. But here, since that's Chag HaSukkah Tasalach, so in Meira, there's a mitzvah in the achana itself. Huh? We'll get it. Tfiza, it comes out, is Maisif Tahay Mikshela, that any place which is mentioned in the Torah, the achana to mitzvah, it's also a mitzvah. Like it's fine by like Chag HaSukkah, except Chag HaSukkah Tasa, and saying Tzitzis. Says Chayin says that Tzitzis is like the Henik Sheva, except Dilim Tasu, and says like Tzivus Tzivim and Zuzus, Uks we say every day in Krishma, Uks Aftam. And says Shmir is a mitzvah, Shmir is a matzis. Matzis is Shmatam is a matzis. And also for Shabbos it says, Achina, Asher Yavil. It says in Torah that you should prepare. So wherever it says in Torah and prepare, it's achana, it mentions the achana, that's a mitzvah. But Marshall, let's say, to be magir a luluf, to tidy a luluf, or to make a, to mistak in a shofar, so you should be able to blow with it, for any other mitzvah that's not mentioned in Torah, you have to prepare for that mitzvah, still the achana is not a mitzvah b'chlal. No, it's only when the Torah, in short, only with the Torah God should mention the achana, then the achana is an Indian to do. You do achana like by sukkahs. It's not the mitzvah. Not mitzvah making a sukkah. Mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. But since the Torah mentioned achana, that's a mitzvah also. However, the something is not mentioned to you at all, like lagad lulav or to masak in the shayfer, and other mitzvahs in Torah, even though you need preparation to do the mitzvah, still it's not a mitzvah at all. He brings the raya, the hamik shayla. Brings a strong raya to this from the Gemara Menachos, Mem Beis Aleph. The Gemara Menachos and Beis Amaral, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, Ashkechei Ravada Bar Abba, Rav Nachman found Ravada Bar Rami, Chutti, he put tzitzis in his baget, the Kamavarach Lasis tzitzis, and he made a bracha of Lasis tzitzis. So Gemara is the Kasha, from Tvil and Sukkah, you don't make a bracha on Siyasin, so why is tzitzis different than Tvil and Sukkah? When a Sefer makes a pair of Tvilin, or someone is an expert, he knows how to make Tvilin, and to build a Sukkah, why don't you make a bracha on Siyasin? So Gemara answers like this, you're not mivarach on the mitzvah, Shekhamah Siyasai, much like a bismillah. If a diamond, the mitzvah's not nigma, it doesn't mean you do a bris, so you cut off the arla, you did finish the mitzvah. If you're not finished the mitzvah yet, Marshall, by tefillin. The mitzvah is not, you know you make the tefillin, but the mitzvah is only when you tie it on your hands, or you put it on your head. That's the mitzvah. That's the Gemara answers. So that's not the Gemara mitzvah. So maybe you don't make a bracha then. So ask the Henik Sheila, why does the Gemara ask the same kasha just like it asks from tefillin, why is the Gemara ask from Sukkah and tefillin, why the Gemara doesn't ask from Sias, Lulav and Shaifa? So Vadai, it wasn't our das to make a bracha, only on the chana and the ksuba to shift to b'tayah. With us it's the chana. Even though it's not ikke gemara mitzvah, still mentions it. So mashma alluded klal of you need a gemara mitzvah, which has to make a bracha on the chana also. But if we see still there's a mitzvah in b'nias sukkah. That's what the Hemek Sheva says. He brings another raya. The Hemek Sheva brings another raya from Taisus there in Menachos Membeis Amud Aleph. He says, the Amaskim Ilu, he says, Yishalmi is in Brachas, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel. It says, you should make a bracha on Asiyas Titzis, Sukkah and Tulim. And he, not like the Bavli. And the Taisus says that this is Shloika Bavli. So Chaya, if there's no mitzvah at all, how does she have to make a bracha? What's the Shaharamina? Tell her right that you make a bracha on the Chanata mitzvah also.
Does it work the other way also for Shabbos? Mr. to wear Shabbos. But let's say you go, a person works in a sweatshop and they were forced to make Shabbos clothing. Do they get an Avera for it, or the Avera is wearing it?
So where is wearing it? Making Shabbos, nothing wrong.
He can produce
a shot. It's just a different halachas. You have to make a siman on it so you can shambai. It's a different halachas.
No, not very making it.
He could be a worker in a trefer business. Nothing wrong. You don't own it. Let's say you have a bit. Someone was an employee in a trefer restaurant. There's nothing wrong being an employee. Or let's say, huh? I didn't say bus. Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say bus or chalav. Bus or chalav is also bana. But I'm saying that being in a store that sells trade for meat, there's nothing wrong with being an employee. It's not posh. It's a machalik. It's a machalik. It's beishleim and shalom meshev. But we hold it's okay.
There's no avera in producing a shatnas garment.
Right. No. Just the thing is, if it's a it's only for goyim, then there's no problem. For yidden, you might. Right. Echanam. Yeah. Yeah.
The Gemara says that there's a din of tasa lemanosa by mezuzah and by lulav. If there's no mitzvah doing it, then there's no tasa. The Gemara seems to learn tasa means there's some type of mitzvah.
Tasa lemanosa, what?
By lulav and by mezuzah, the Gemara says there's a din of tasa lemanosa.
Right, yeah.
So, but according to what the name of Shil.
By sukkah, but the other mitzvah is also tasa lemanosa. Yeah, yeah.
These are ones where it doesn't say tasa.
But still, because the kind of mitzvah has to be done in a proper way. It has to be in a proper way.
It doesn't
make a difference, but still has to be in a proper way. To make the mitzvah, it has to be in such a way. Alright. The Tziv says even further. The Tziv is mechadish even more. In the Hemek Sheila, he has a long shtickle there, it's mechadish even more. He says, then he goes into mitzvah by Yosef Meshluchai. He says, that we say mitzvah by Yosef Meshluchai is also on a chanatah mitzvah also. It's only if the, when the achana, that you say mitzvah by tishluchai is only in the achana which is mefurish b'taya. But where the achana is not mefurish b'taya, you don't say mitzvah by yaisir shluchai. And big zaraya from Rashi and Makis, chetzom ralph. The Gemara says there, the Gemara says, chatirat eitzim maracha, cutting up wood from maracha, the use for the mizbeach in the Beit HaMikdash, or to sukkah, is not a mitzvah. So Rashi speaks out, I will see it, but the see it, the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. And he doesn't mention this regarding maracha. So, and the reason why, because l'shitasai, sukkah is achana mefurish b'taya. So the achana is part of a mitzvah, but maracha is not, achana is not mefurish b'taya, so meila, the achana is not a mitzvah. So meila writes l'dina, the rikshela, there's a mitzvah, and the achana adam to build a sukkah. And you say also, mitzvah by yaisim, this mentioned taya, you say mitzvah by yaisim mishluchai. That's the whole chiddush of the Hamik Sheva. Interestingly, there's an Aruch HaNer, the first Aruch HaNer, Masech the Sukkah. He asks the Kasha, why does the Tana start in the beginning of the Masech the Sukkah with the Halacha Sukkah? If you ever learn the Masech the Sukkah, so it starts in the Halacha Zohar, the Sukkah, the first two Parakim, and then the third Parakim goes into the Dalet Minim. So he asked the Kasha, why does the Masechta start with Sukkah, with the mitzvah of the Sukkah itself, why didn't it go into Halachas Dalet Minim? Because in the Torah Akdashah, first it says the mitzvah Dalet Minim, in Parshas Emor, in Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Mem, and later on in Pasuk Min Aleph, and over there in Pesach it says the Sukkah, first it says Dalet Minim, in Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Mem, and in Pasuk Mem Aleph it says the Sukkah Teshul. So first the Torah Gdashah mentions Dalet Minim, and after the Torah mentions only the Halacha of Sukkah. So Chayyad and Masechta should have been in the order of the Torah. So the Seder should have been Daru Ayrat. First it should be the Halacha of Dalet Minim, the start of Masechta Sukkah with Dalet Minim, and then the third, and then afterwards the Halacha of Sukkah. And here it's Mamish Leipach. Zakta Archener Eteretz. Because the mitzvah Sukkah is only, it starts right away at night time. Sukkah, the night, Tezvav, starts the Sukkah. Starts the mitzvah Sukkah. And the mitzvah Dalmin only starts in the morning. Tomorrow, the next morning. So maybe we're going to bed Seder. So since Sukkah starts first to be, the other starts beginning Sukkah, the first, that's the earlier mitzvah. So maybe that's why we start, the Masechta starts in the Masechta Sukkahs. Because of Dalminim, that's one Teretzigis. Other people give a Teretz that Sukkah is Todah, all 7 days. The Sukkah is 7 days, day and night. This mitzvah is a Sukkah. However, Dalet Minim, once you pick it up, you eat already. The mitzvah is over already. So for a few seconds, you have kind of mitzvah. But the Sukkah, the mitzvah is all 7 days. The Sukkah station Shivas Yamin. So Mela, it's more Todah. So Mela, the Torah Gdash, it's therefore the Gemara. Sukkah starts out since it's more Todah. That's another Teretz he brings down. Another Teretz is that the Minataya to use the Dalet Minim is only Biyom Rishon, only the first day. The rest of the day is Adar Rabbanan. Next second is Sukkah D'Yema, but the rest of the day is Adar Rabbanan. But Sukkah, it's Minataya all 7 days. There's another Teretz of Yashiv, which has to do with, that's why I'm bringing it in. Rabbi Yashiv in the Sefer Haaretz, beginning of the Sukkah, says the Teretz, he says, according to Shiltas that we mentioned till now, since the mitzvah in the siyas already from making from even four sukkahs, the mitzvah is making the sukkah, so the mitzvah starts before the sukkah even. Mashenkin dal minim is the achana is not chosha the mitzvah, because it's not mentioned achana like the Shiltas, it's not mentioned achana b'taira. So meila, and the mitzvah is only chal on sukkahs itself. So therefore, the Vayashva says, and I can't the same day speaks out to Achaner also. Zacham to Achaner.
What about the Baishalam? He didn't hold any sport to Rusim?
Huh?
Baishalam, why didn't he write the Torah in that fashion if he didn't point to any Mr. Rusim?
No, Faket, the truth in Torah.
You're entering the Mishnah by missing the Torah. Torah Kadosh says it.
Huh?
Torah Kadosh says Lulu first.
And he says Lulu, the Dalmin first, yeah?
Yeah.
So the question is, we don't look at that. We look at how you do the mitzvah. Right?
Okay.
If you look in the Tshuva, in Avni Nezer, in Arachayim, Simon Tofnun, Tess, Isiud, he says even further than Hamik Shaila. And Tuna was saying, it's a mitzvah nachon itself. He says, it's not only a mitzvah nachon itself, the building of nachon itself is a mitzvah, but he says, mamish, there's a mitzvah in building the sukkah. And the diet is from a Mishnah, a Mufurish, a Mishnah, in Shavuos, Chavtes, and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Nishba levatas a mitzvah, shalatsi sukkah, shalitza luluf. A person gets up and says a shvua, I don't want to do, I'm not the kind of mitzvah sukkah. Or I'm not going to kind of mitzvah luluf, dalminim, or shalaylim yach tfilin, that I'm not going to wear tfilin. However, the Mishnah says, have a shvua shav, a shvua shav. So you see, from the Mishnah, b'niyat sukkah is a salva mitzvah. Because the Mishnah calls it the shvua shav. It's not a chon, it's a mitzvah itself. So you see, it's mamash a mitzvah in asiyat itself, in mitzvah sukkah itself. And the Avnei Nezer being the raya from Rashi and Marcus Chesam Ralf. But Rashi says, there's a mitzvah in asiyat sukkah. He doesn't only got shilta sachana, he learns it's a mitzvah itself in building the sukkah. And same thing Rashi says, from Prima Gadim in Arachayim, Simon, Tafresh, Chafei, Eisha Avon, Sifkot Na'alef, and it's more mefurish in the Bia Alacha, in Simon Tafresh, and Vav, the Senator de Ramaz, Afira, he brings out the Yishalmi that we quoted before, the Yishalmi Brachas, Perktes Alacha Gimel, he says, Haitse Sukkah La'atzmai, Aina, Asher Kitshana, Mitzvaisi, Tzivana, Lasa Sukkah. He quotes the Yishalmi. So you see, there's a mitzvah that sees this, so he says, since you make the brach on it, it's not only like the tziv learns, it's a chana, you see, it's mashma, there's a mitzvah that sees a sukkah. And that's in Savur, in the Rishayna, it's Savur even more, in the Rishayna. The Charedim writes, in Paritas, mitzvah say, minatayah. He has different ways of, different than the Chinuch and the Rambam, the other one, He calls it mitzvah sanitary hatzluyas v'agrayim v'chol aguf bizman. He says it's a mitzvah taller in the feet and your whole body at certain times. And ice base, he said like this. He talks about the. He says mafurish mitzvah sukkah. There's two savois. One is taller b'yadayim. You know, he's making the sukkah, building, taking the boards together, and putting the sukkah together. That's the one mitzvah, and the second mitzvah is the yeshiva sasukah. So it learns it's part and parcel, it's the same like sitting in the sukkah is building the sukkah also. That's what Charedim says. And he says, and it's totally beraglayim, because that's ikka mitzvah, and the gemara is a mitzvah, because you have to walk into the sukkah. That's what he says. And he says even further, in Perek Zayin, Ois Yud, he ends off the yeshiva. Whom in a minyan tayag? In a minyan, the city of sukkah is part of tayag mitzvahs. V'asiyah who are not for mitzvah. And making the sukkah is on it like a bench of that mitzvah. And same thing, if you look in Titus, in my Yukatan, Daftes on Beis, he says, in the Ramat Fakan, he says, Nasikin Tamataya, Las is sukkah. You're Masik Tamataya to make the sukkah. And it's talking about a mitzvah, Shiyasha Lassus Abeya Chayim. So you see, Gefer Taisi, he also held that the Binyan Sukkah is a mitzvah itself. It's not only a Hashem mitzvah, a Chana, but it's a mitzvah itself. And Emerson, if it would seem to me, it's right, if you look in the Shlach, without looking at the Hemik Shela, if you look at the Lashon of the Shiltas, he said like this, the Machayim Bayis Lemevet Malzah, the Chayim to make a Sukkah. And sit in 7 days. So you look at the Lashon without the Shiltas, it's much more like the Charedim, that's a mitzvah building the Sukkah, and like the Avnezer, like Rashi Makis. It's not only a Hefshe mitzvah, and not like the Tzitz says. Pashas from the look of Lashon and Shiltas, it's not the Chon of the mitzvah, you see it's a mitzvah itself. So you see, that is Kama, there's a Machorkas, Vishayim, and Achrayim. If the Sukkah is a Siyas Mitzvah itself to build a Sukkah, it's only a Chonatim Mitzvah. However, a mitzvah there isn't. Even there's a mitzvah. Shabbat, it's only achana to mitzvah. It's a mitzvah itself. Those are
only
walls. Only walls. We're not talking about the schach.
Perhaps we're talking about only
schach. They're not mentioning that. We'll see soon about schach. No. It's talking about binyan and sukkah. Binyan sukkah is.
That could mean the
sukkah. They don't say that. He was speaking out.
That by definition, the sukkah.
Binyan sukkah by me is building the sukkah.
No.
That's not what they're saying.
By
that's what they're saying.
Sukkah means the
huh? But it means the wall also.
Not necessarily. Okay. You can have walls up before.
They would speak it out. They would speak it out.
The fact that we don't make a bracha when you build the sukkah, doesn't that show that?
We don't make it, but you see, there's a mitzvah. There's a bracha. We don't make it. What's that? We're getting to it. This is what we're talking about. Till now, we're talking about shittas, the whole dichai, the mitzvah building. Now, we're talking about the shittas. There's no mitzvah whatsoever. In the sefer, from sefer mitzvahs, from Rabbi Yochanan, from Rabbi Sadia Gaon, and mitzvahs, say Zion, the sefer from Rabbi Yochanan Fishel, Perlau, he writes there, mitzvahs, say Zion. It's a long mitzvah, but if you look at page 179, he argues on all the above. And he holds the etzim, making the sukkah, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. And it's not a mitzvah, not a chana. It's not a mitzvah, not a chana. It's only all a hechsher mitzvah. Why? He brings a raya from the Gemara and Mufreshes. The Gemara says in sukkah, chesam beis. The Gemara says, sukkah's ganvach. What's sukkah's ganvach? Gimel nun beis chav. It's sukkah's goy. Gimel stands for goy. Nun stands for nashim. Beis. Use the animal, the animal as a wall of the sukkah, or kusim, or you have a goy build a sukkah. Oi, rafkesh, veish, beish, kufshin, what's that? Sukkah's kaitzonim, that's people who watch the fields and so on, bugonim, shemisadais, they build a hut, you call it a hut, even not the shem sukkah, or they only build a shem tzel, for their own needs all year round. It's kosher for sukkah. If the walls are kosher, and the schach is kosher, it's kosher for sukkah also. And this is halachas, Zakhtar Yuch official, is bought Ladina in the Mechaber, in the Chaim, Tofresh, Lamanahay, Tifhalif. He says clearly that these types of sukkahs that are built is kosher for sukkah. So you see, even if you build a sukkah, Shalai Shay Mitzvah, it's still a kosher sukkah. So therefore, you see that he says, you see, there's no mitzvah in the building is itself. And he brings a shtaka raya. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel brings a shtaka raya from a Chuvas HaRambam. It's called Kaivet Chuvas HaRambam and Simen Nuntes. He writes like this. They asked him, what's the chilek when you make a bracha, to make a bracha, Lishmaya Kol Shaifa, or make a bracha, Kiyas Kol Shaifa. Lishmaya Kol Shaifa, Kiyas Kol Shaifa. So he says, it's a big nafkamina. In the Lashon you say, when you make a bracha at Kiyas Shaifa, there's a difference if you make a Kol Shaifa, Lishmaya Kol Shaifa, or out Kiyas Shaifa. The big chiluk to them, because the mitzvah is the Shmiah, and not the Tkiyah itself. Because if the mitzvah, is the Tkiyah, then everyone has to blow. Everyone would have to blow Shaifa themselves. It's a mitzvah Shebegufray. Everyone would have to blow their own Shaifa, not be Yotzer with a Lishlich Tiba. And he says, Kimoi says, like person is by lulav and sukkah. Lulav, you have to shake your lulav. You can't have a shatz be yaitzah with lulav, a sukkah. You can't have someone be yaitzah mitzvah, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. You can't have someone be yaitzah mitzvah sukkah. So just like this, so he writes, this is what he writes. This all the Rambam's writing this. And Shubhas Rambam. That just like the sukkah, the mitzvah is the yeshiva, and not the seer, making sukkah is no mitzvah whatsoever, he says. And by lulav, The mitzvah lulav is netilas alulav, and not tying together olav. That same thing also, the mitzvah is only the shmiah. And when you blow, when you blow the shayfa, you're not yet to the mitzvah only if you don't hear it. So meila, you have to make, therefore you're mechuyev to make the bracha, lishmaya kol shayfa, and not kiyas kol shayfa. Just like you walk the bracha on Leshev HaSukkah, and Lailasi Sukkah. You don't make a bracha on the Sias HaSukkah. So Mela, there's no mitzvah whatsoever, Dr. Rambam. There's no mitzvah whatsoever making the Sukkah.
Why is Ganvach possible?
Huh?
Why is Ganvach possible?
It's not possible. It's possible. It's kosher.
Kosher
too? Yeah. So Mela, it's a foolish, there's no There's no itza, there's no mitzvah whatsoever in Benias HaSukkah.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything, I'm quoting. Okay. All right.
And you're talking over here that everybody agrees that at least a extra mitzvah. Is that not true?
They hold this a heksha, but you don't get any mitzvah whatsoever.
Yeah, so what
the heksha mitzvah, but you don't get any tzchafer, according to Reuven Fishel.
My point is, if this is a type of a heksha mitzvah for which you get a tzchafer,
right? Right. Yes. Yes. Right. Correct.
You don't get tzchafer heksha.
I mean, some people hold to mitzvah itself.
Right.
Yeah. And the heksha, you get a mitzvah doing the heksha mitzvah. Do you get a mitzvah on that? Okay. That's halicha for dvar mitzvah. The heksha building sukkah, I don't know. Still, alpha pike. Let me finish off. Let me bring off. Let me get to finish off to say. Rabbi Rochem Fishel says further. He says there's no raya from the Yishalmi. We mentioned before the Yishalmi says you make a bracha sees a sukkah. He says no raya from the Yishalmi. That by Sias HaSukkah is a mitzvah. The Shami holds that a heksha, tachon to a mitzvah, you need a bracha also. And he brings rights at it. And he says that the shilters, and the kavana shilters is not that there's a mitzvah in Sias HaSukkah, just the kavana of the shilters is, you have to make a sukkah for Shivas Yamim. Not more than 7 days, not less than 7 days. You can't make it for 2 weeks. You have to, that's what the shilters means. You should have to sukkah up four sukkahs. So maybe we came 7 days, and the pachas for yaisa, not to yeva and itza baltigra, and not to baltigra. You shouldn't have less than 7 days, and baltaisa you shouldn't have more than 7 days. You should have sukkahs for all 7 days. I tell you, we have 8 days because it's you have to shein shagoyis. But a maisa, even the shiltas doesn't mean whatsoever. There's a mitzvah in building sukkah. What the shiltas means to say is that only you have to make sure to build the sukkah before yantiv. So you should have a sukkah for 7 days, and not less and not more. That's what Shiltas is trying to tell us. But the etzim bin, let me see, but the etzim bin yer sukkah, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. And let me finish off. And Amos, if you look in Shulchan Aruch Sefer, in Yerideya, then the Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, he says, this is the Lashon of Aruch Sefer. The ain asiyah mitzvah. There's no asiyah, no mitzvah whatsoever. He doesn't mention about the Shiltas. He says on his own. Then I see a mitzvah. The Teshu Sikris. It says, Chag a Sukkah's Tatsa, you should make a Sukkah. That's going only on Yontif, and not on the Sukkah itself. Chag a Sukkah's Tatsa, that's you should make a Yontif, but not that's going on the Sukkah itself. And same thing, if you look at the Chakas Yayev in Avdinezer, then in Yud, he says clearly, he argues on Adinezer. Chakas Yayev was a Talmud of the Adinezer. So they went back and forth about this. So in Adinezer is a tshuva from Chakas Yayev. He tainas on Adinezer. There's no mitzvah. He tainas. Adinezer tainas. It's a mitzvah in building a sukkah. He's a raya for Mishnah Shmuas. He says there's no raya. He says there's no mitzvah whatsoever. And same thing, if you look in the Michas Alaza, in Shalos Tshuvas Vinchas Alaza, in Chelek Dalet Simnun Hay. He says, there's a machlokes, Bavli and Yishalmi. The Yishalmi holds, they should make a bracha asiyah sukkah. Why? Because the Yishalmi holds, there's a mitzvah. That's the Shitas Yishalmi. That making the sukkah itself is a mitzvah. That's the Shitas Yishalmi. That's why Yishalmi holds, you should make a bracha. But however, Bavli holds, you don't make a bracha if you make a sukkah. And there's no mitzvah b'chal with building a sukkah. And the raya brings is, he raya brings from Marcus, the Chesam Beis, the person finds a sukkah that God made, the Shane Sel, I mean, the more in sukkah, the Chesam Beis, the more it says that if you find a sukkah that God made, the Shane Sel, it's kosher sukkah. So he ends off to Michas Loza, since it's a machlokes between Bavli and Yishalmi. It's partially the halacha is like Bavli. Whenever there's a machlokes, it's Bavli, Yishalmi, the college, you go, what's a Bavli? Then the same thing speaks out to Mechaba, the Michas Alaza says, same thing's paskins the Mechaba, in Arachayim, Simitofresh, Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph. He says, that someone who makes a sukkah, this is a lashon mechava. Who eats a sukkah, ben la'atzmai, ben la'acher, ein mevorach al siya. So it's clearly he's paskening like the Bavli, not like the Yishalmi. So you don't make brach on making a sukkah. You only say shechiyonu, say brach on the sukkah is only on Yantav itself. So maybe the Mechas Elazar speaks out, Ladina, there's no mitzvah at all to making the sukkah. Just like the Rebbe official on the Psagi guy. Well, let me just finish. You can ask a kasha and emek shela. One of his rights is from Tyson Sukkah. B'shem Yishalmi, Yishalmi holds as a mitzvah and sees a sukkah. And Yishalmi holds, like we just mentioned, and we mentioned before also, that you make a bracha and see tzitzis and sukkah and tefillin. Because it says the achana to mitzvah in the Torah. Not like that, because if you look in the Yishalmi itself, Yishalmi brings down, if you make a lulav, you make a sheket shano, shano mitzvah, the last is lulav. And there you don't find any pasuk on the achana. And still you see there's a bracha for that. So maybe it's a big shtaka kasha on the emek shela, it's how you say it. Because he says lulav is different, and if you look in the Yishalmi itself, he makes by Eisel lulav also, he says you make a bracha. That's sicher no, there's no pasuk on the achana. So maybe there's no right v'chlal, the dafka achana, mefush atoyv, to make a mitzvah v'ach. So achin, I don't know pshat in the emek shela. In the sefer, just 1 minute, okay? In the Sefer Mikrai Kodesh, the Mikrai Kodesh from Tzipes of Frank and Simon Chafei, then there's Eis Aleph, he brings his machlaikas, the kitzah, if there's a mitzvah or not, but he's not machvir, it doesn't say psak alacha. Ladina, the mashmaitz apaitzkim, is there's no mitzvah in Etzim ben Yisukkah, since it's not mefurish b'chal and shulchan aruch. And same thing speaks out Ladina, the Pekur Yankif, in Tafresh Lamed Hei, Saisif conveys that fine is a sukkah, there's no kapeda, you can have the wall, the guy put up the walls. That fine is, you don't ask, doesn't have to put the shame sukkah. However, so that's how we hold Medina. However, there's a chumen Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor in Simon Reish Hei writes that he saw Tamir Chachamim and Gdei Ve'adar, they used to metapel themselves and making the walls of the sukkah also, even B'Shusaradim. Because it says usually a Tamachosh shouldn't do work with Shisaram, it looks like a B'zayin HaTayah. However, when it came to building walls, the sukkah was built outside, everyone could see him building the sukkah, so they won Chayshish of B'zayin Tamachacham. And same thing speaks out the Kitzesh Chanach and Simon Kuflam Adal Oysalos. There's a mitzvah to metap, even though it's not a mitzvah itself, but allow it to metapel and putting up the walls of sukkah, a person should be tried Mahadah to do it, even though there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Now you can go.
Okay, a few questions. Number one, for some cipher, if the pasuk of tafta.
Remember, the whole thing we're talking now, we're not talking about the schach at all. We're just talking about the walls of the sukkah. Next thing, I'll talk about the schach itself. Yes?
Some cipher says that tafta is referring to the yeshiva.
Right.
What happens to the drush of tafta of Lemonosli? Referring to, obviously.
That's in the mitzvah of making the sukkah.
But that's where the word tafta is saying. That's
The same pasuk. Yeah, but it could be the same pasuk, but that's not telling you that's a mitzvah. I'm not telling you it's a mitzvah. Just as the way it should be a sukkah, it's not a sukkah, it's tassel on outside. I'll tell you some stuff. You want to argue anyway, go ahead. Okay.
That's one question. Then, Rebbe Official, you said there was time if you have that if you make your own place, that you make it 10 days before you
not make it. If you, the mitzvah was for 7 days, not more. And that says.
So, you 10 days in advance.
That's okay, you can make it a year in advance. You have to sukkah up every year, no problem. Some people don't even put away a sukkah.
If I'm
going to sit in the sukkah more than 7 days, I'm right about Taisif. Unless and
I and
not make it. You can make it for 2 years. It doesn't make a difference. Let them vote. Don't make a difference. Okay.
As I'll say, for menorah, for Hanukkah, you make a bracha. So now, what is so such a favor for making the sukkah?
I mean, Hanukkah, Mikadin, believe it or not, there's no mitzvah to have a Hanukkah menorah. You could take just eight flames, eight cups, and put it next to each other. The menorah is not makif. It's not. We still make bracha. Now, we don't make bracha on the Chanukah, on the menorah. You make a bracha on the lights. It has nothing to do with the. There's no bracha for kid. It's only a hiddah. To mahadir the mitzvah, you should have a Chanukah menorah. Fasi, you could have a silver menorah. That's all. But there's ik itself. There's no mitzvah in the menorah itself.
No.
It's also not a business, Rabbanon. Okay.
The Rosh Kasha on the Hemishela, Lulav could be different. The Lulav, the more it compares to Sukkah. So Lulav, you could say Tasa.
Yeah, but doesn't say it, but does it, but he says clearly.
Yeah.
Alright, could be.
So could
be yes.
Sak mentioned actually in Sukkah Shmini Atzeres.
Yeah. That's because Sveik of the Yoma. You know, when it's a Sveik of the Yoma, there's no Baal Tosis. It's only on a Vaday. Let's say Simchas Torah, if I would Simchas Torah in the Sukkah, then I'll be able to Baal Tosis.
But other Sveik of the Yoma, you make Bracha.
Huh? Yeah, but here it's like a Stira. But it's a Stira.
But you even make a
Shechiano. Yeah, right, but it's a Stira. You met Shechiyon on the second, because that's a Yantav of Fnatsmai. Still, it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, Eddie. Huh? Yeah, because that's a Yantav. That's a Yantav. Now it's the Sukkah. Huh? That's Sveka the Yomer, right. You do it, though. We're here to steal Mene Obey, that's why. It's either Sukkahs or not Sukkahs. It's steal Mene Obey. That's why we don't make a bracha on the Sukkah itself. The Vilna going to hell, you should even sleep in the Sukkah. Do you know that? She even sleep in the Sukkah day. So he held it like any other day. Then it's a Sveik of the Yomer. Make that din. As all the halachas. Yeah.
You mentioned the Shabbat Shuvah culture. I got to Shaila about sleeping in the Sukkah.
Yeah.
As a state came to Duru, whatever is to Duru, it's in the Yomer. What's the big deal?
The yeah, you should. Yeah, the Shaila is you get a mitzvah. That was the Shaila. You should sleep in the Sukkah. The whole Shaila we're talking about, when you sleep in the Sukkah, since you came and since you're sleeping like a Shaita, therefore not, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about sleeping. We're not talking about it's a mitzvah for sleeping. Because while you're sleeping, you're also the kind of mitzvah to be chiddish, because you're not doing your mitzvah then. That's what we're talking about. You're a chanami. You should sleep in the Sukkah. The only Shaila is you get a mitzvah. That was the Shaila. Okay. So until now, we're discussing the binyan of the Sukkah, about putting up the walls of the Sukkah. Right. And we all that the Kama Paiskim Hall, the Amazon is no mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do, but the extent of the Gdera Paiskim, Vaisa Shechanah, there's no mitzvah. And it's a whole life in the Mechaba like that. Now we'll talk about putting on the Schach. Does it have to be done? Either you saw Godel, over by mitzvah, or maybe it's Mutah for Isha. She's not, there's no mitzvah in the mitzvah eating the Sukkah. It's a mitzvah saying she's my Gama. Or cotton, or even a guy. Can the guy put up the schach for you for Sukkot? It's a machlokes apaiskim, right? It's a machlokes apaiskim. The Mechaber says in Erechayim Simen Tafresh Lamedhei Sif Aleph. It's a sukkah afa pishul enatzur shem mitzvah kshera. This is the lashon of Mechaber that if the sukkah is made shalai the shem mitzvah sukkasha. As long as it's made for a shade, can Sukkot ain't a Yehudi. A guy built himself a shed. But it was a kosher Sukkot. It happened to have slats, it happened to have schach on it, whatever it is. But it was kosher. So, Zakta Mechaba, it's kosher. So, Mashma, from the Pasha Mechaba, that if a guy puts up the schach, it's kosher. He makes the whole Sukkah, the walls with the schach, it's a kosher Sukkah. However, the Pekur Yankiv, the Achaner in the Sefer Kuryankiv on Hilchos Sukkah in Tafresh Lamed Hei Sif Katan Beis. He says like this. He says since the Mogen Avraham says in Tafresh Memtes Sif Katan Yud, the Mogen Avraham says that Mogen Avraham is Mechiyach from Shulchan Aruch Chatchila. A guy should not tie together a lulav. Even a lulav, you don't need to tie together. Make a din if you have next to each other, yaitza. But you shouldn't let a guy tie together a lulav. And says, who are din? Dr. Magavram, who are din? Sukkah. Even though Rechabit says, it's kasha de guy, that's only if you already did already. You go into a shed, you need a sukkah, you're on the road, so you go into a hut that a guy built with kasha for a sukkah. Then, but the end, it's okay. But it's a very made idea guy. Baruch Hatzkila Zot Ochane, Ishim B'Yisach Echai Deinachwe, or the Ishim Ekaten, Pachas Megimin Yomim, and Megimu Shonim. He should not, a kid, he should not have a guy put up the Schach, not a Katen, because now Bachiyu, it's only Tam Chinach, and also, and also not a guy. Guy, Isha, and a Katen, Pachas Megimu, should not put up the Schach. And the same thing he writes again, the B'Kun Yankiv says in Tafesh Chavav, then the Sifkot Aleph. So the same thing again. It should only be done by the Yisrael Gadol. And the same thing speaks out to Bi'alacha. Bi'alacha is not in Hilchos Sukkah. Bi'alacha is in Hilchos Tzitzis. In Siman Yudalev, in Sifalev, the Ramasko, Lahatzich, he says, Lachatchila, Yishun Lera Katan, a guy put up the Schach on the Sukkah. They mentioned that I put up the Schach. And the same thing speaks out in Shas Tshuva Bin Yishleima, in Chelek Al, Simram Gimel, the Mechav is only talking to the Eved. It says, Avul Chatchila, you should do it, you should write the Yatzmai. And the Mechav is talking only to the Eifim, to the Eved, he doesn't have time to make the Sukkah himself, he needs a guy to help him. Or if he has time, or he's able to do it himself, his father should do it on himself. Because it's Ksira Mitzvah, it's Ksira Mitzvah. And Stanley speaks advice from the guy, he speaks the same down. He brings down from the grain also like that. However, in Shas Teshuvos, Chelkos Yayav, Madura Tinyana, and Chaim, and the Siman Dalet, he says, Mutal, Achatchila, for cotton or guy to put up the schach on the sukkah. Because there's no any of the Shema putting up the schach. Before it's my mitzvah. So Mela can be done, since you don't need the Shema, so even, and it's also before it's my mitzvah, so Mela, guy can be Achatchila, is allowed to put the schach. And since he speaks out with Moshe and Tshuva, in the Gizmosha, Arachayim Chelekei, Sinem Mem Aiz Gimel, he says, Mutal Chatzila, for a guy to put up the schach on the sukkah. Because since he can put up the Shem Tzel, so maybe he can also do it to the mitzvah on the sukkah. So the Dina,
what's the Torah?
Huh? He says, Mutal Chatzila, for a guy, since you find, you can use the Shem Tzel, let's say you're on the road and you see there's a sukkah there and he built a sukkah and it's kosher for has all the hidurim of a kosher sukkah. Right, yeah. So if it's okay then. So Mela, so Ladina, if Eshel, a person should be machma, the sach should be put by the Yisrael Gadol. But for some reason he can't do it, he can be Yitzel Chatzchila even if he does our day guy. So according to Chalkas Yayav and according to Moshe, if you can't, they hold the Chalkas Yayav, holds that even the Chatzchila, you're allowed to have a guy put up the schach, so Kavachayma, it'll be mutter for him to put up the walls also, koshkain the walls, because that walls are not even the schach, that's a sukkah. So you see, even in such a case, you should, David certainly hold, there's a mitzvah of putting up the walls, there's no mitzvah whatsoever, it's a koshkain, according to them. Yes.
What exactly is the difference between the schach and the walls? If you have, you're saying you have a machlokes by the schach and a separate machlokes by the wall.
Right.
What's up with the yichus of the schach? Which makor?
You see, the schach, that's a mitzvah, the schach. That's the
But if there is no mitzvah to put up a sukkah, why is the schach a miyuchas?
Schach is miyuchas because that's how you became the mitzvah, with the schach, with the walls. You just put up a walls. Hanukkah's morgen means nothing.
The
rights could be yoytzer. If you build a tzuris of Pesach without walls, there are shittas on the yoytzer mitzvah say the yoytzer. We are born or not.
So you're saying it's not because it's akhara or something less than that. You're saying it's not necessary b'chlal.
It's not a chelik of the mitzvah at all. It's more of an akhara to the mitzvah. All right. Alright, let's back now. Okay, so now we find out there's a machlaikas, lachatchil shimachma, but make a din yaitza, the mitzvah sukkah, according to the chakas yayav and the remotion of tshuva. Now, let's be mine ishtikl in the chiddush gadol with Rav Nezer writes. Rav Nezer in Arachayim is in Chelik Bei Siman Tov and Tes. He said this, the whole shtikl Torah, he said on Shabbat Shuvah, Joshua. It came out like this year. It came out mamish that after Yom Kippur, there was a Shabbos in between. Chal Yotah Sukkah came out the last Sheni, and there was Shabbos between. It came out Sunday night, like this year. So when he said the Joshua, it was also came out that year, Sukkot came out Sunday night. So the Shabbos in between, like you have now, you have Shabbos Pasha Zinu, and then you have a Shabbos in between, and then you have Yom Tov Sukkot Sunday night. So he came and said a Chiddush like this, Ladinezer. He says that the Chuyav to make this, that you mechuyav to build a Sukkah before Shabbos. In other words, when you build a Sukkah, you should build after Yom Kippur, but you should build a Sukkah before Shabbos. You shouldn't wait to Erev Yom Tov to build a Sukkah. Sukkah should be before Shabbos. Why? And you shouldn't wait to make it or to finish it off. No, you should not make it. The whole Sukkah should be finished off already before Shabbos. Or you should not be going it or start building it on Erev Sukkot itself. Why? Because the Issa, you hear this, the Issa ain't my very amount of mitzvahs. That's what the Nezer writes. Because since it's the Shabbos in between, and you can't make a sukkah on Shabbos. So maybe it's like twos, you divide up the Zman, before Shabbos and after Shman. And since you ma'avim is man, it's considered ma'avim mitzvahs. Let me finish. First of all, the Nezer holds it's a mitzvah. She tells that, okay?
Right. Why not Sunday?
Huh?
Why can't you build a Sunday?
Because the mitzvah starts right after Yom Kippur. If you wait the Shabbos in between, there's a hapsik, so mitzvah. One second, let me get to it. And he says, like the Gemara says in Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah, that person reads the Megillah on other Rishon, and that year is Ibiya. So Rav Lazar, Rav Yossi says, you don't read the Megillah on other Sheni. Why? Because the mitzvah is Naik Visheni. That's Naik B'Sheni, it's Naik B'Rishon also. And the Gemara says the reason why, because Eim Ma'avirim Al Mitzvahs. So Rashi speaks out, Kishabal Yodai Akdim Lasteis. When I have a chance to do it, I should do it earlier, without a hefsek. And he brings out from the Chilta, Shematzis Mitzvahs, in Basta Mitzvah Yarchal Tach Mitzena. So therefore there's Indian to build a Sukkah before Shabbos. He says, he himself writes it, there's only Chum B'Alma, Zambi Kadim, it's only Chum B'Alma. But still, the Inyam Eimah Mimitzis. However, his Talmud, the Chakas Yoyev, writes a tshuva back to Nezer, and he argues on his Rebbe. And he tells him that then you're making a big mistake in the whole Yisrael of Bimah Mitzvahs. He says, the Dinah Mimitzis is only in the Mitzvah itself, like Kris Megillah. It's Kris Megillah. So you read other Rishon, other Sheni. But over here, the Chakas Yoyev Shitasa, he argues on Adni Nezer, he's not a mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah here, this is a chonah to the mitzvah. So may it's not shayach to Odin, may I'm it's mitzvahs. Only when it's mitzvahs. So may it's no chilek, even if you build a sukkah, the whole sukkah, on the sukkahs is okay. So both in Golo Shitasa. The Adni Nezer Golo Shitasa, so may I'm a mitzvahs. The Chakas Yoyev Golo Shitasa, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. So may there's no shayach to Odin, may I'm a mitzvahs. The Michas Allah, the tide is more. He goes further. Mechatzlaza says the whole din of Eim Avim Al Mitzvahs is talking. Dafkev, there's two mitzvahs in the front of you. So Mela, you have one mitzvah, second mitzvah, you're not matter from one to pass over from the first one to the second one. Well, over here, there's only one mitzvah building a sukkah. And it's only building the sukkah. So Mela, what's the difference? I build it before Shabbos, after Shabbos. And the time by Megillah, it's Avim Al Mitzvahs. Because you dare you match the whole mitzvah Kris Megillah from the first month from Adar Rishon to Adar Sheni. So Mela, say so push away the whole mitzvah. That's Ma'avim Al Mitzvahs. So Mela, you're not allowed to do that. But over here, we're start building a sukkah before Shabbos, and I make a break on Shabbos, and now I want to finish it off on Erev Yom Tov. That's not called Ma'avim Al Mitzvahs, and therefore there's no Israel. When who says you mechuyev to build a you has to work nonstop? Maybe you start building right after Yom Kippur, and it's a long time to build a sukkah. So in Mela, I still have Yom Tov to build a sukkah. So I can build it any time I want. Just Ramos says, in the end of Tofesh Chavdalet, the Hamdadikim Matschidah Miyad Motzi Yom Kippur to make a sukkah. Basi sukkah, to be Yaitu Mitzvah, as soon as possible, to be Yaitu Mitzvah of building a sukkah. And Ramos says, end of Simon Tofesh Chavdalet, he says a mitzvah l'sakein ha-sukkah miyad achayim kippah. Why? The mitzvah b'ol yoschal tach mitzvah. So it's only a hiddah to build right after Motzei Yom Kippur or next day after Yom Kippur and continue it. But you don't have to do it all in one time. I could do it partially each day. Let's say someone comes home from work, they don't have enough hours to do it. So he comes home 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. He spends an hour putting up the sukkah. Next day he puts it more and more and more until by sukkahs, it's all up. But there's no chiv to do it right away. Interesting, Michal Lazar writes an interesting thing. I don't know if any of you knew or heard of the Michal Lazar. Michal Lazar was known as a Kanoi, as Big Kanoi. So he writes to the Aminezer. I don't understand you. Such a great person like you, he says. You can't be talking about in your tshuva, in your drasha, to Baal Batim. Only something has to do with a chiddush la'alacha, and it's anybody mamish, that's right. Or maybe, he says, maybe you have your city. I don't know what city Abdinezer was. But in your city, he says, what? Sachashav. Okay, I don't know if that time he was Sachashav then. Let's say it was Sachashav. So it says, maybe your city had kulu tzaddikim. They didn't have to be mechiyach them. So maybe you have to be, so you have time to speak out your meshuvah lechumra. Yes.
One class
against you.
Wow.
Right. No, I spoke about the Mayanata. He didn't talk about, I divided it half. He says, kind of both, but he said, writes his whole Joshua, is that alone? So I understand, you don't give it to Musa, that's time to say Musa. So, well, I'm not finished yet. So the Mechas Yitzchak, dying wise. Echeli Gil, Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. Writes in Kuf Mem Aleph, Ois Beis, he says, the reason why the Mechas Elazar wrote this, because Ladina, he also Allah Adab Ned is wrong. It's not a mitzvah sukkah. However, but Zula Zay says, Adraba, since they're not tzaddikim, forget they weren't tzaddikim. So maybe he says, Srichim Oz, the tzaddikim have to be didactic, they have to teach them to come tzaddikim, to be didactic to do, they should have another tzchus, for the shav tzchusim. So maybe he told him, this is the way you have to do the sukkah, so maybe you should have more tzchusim. So that's why he's Mlamet tzchus on the Abinezer. Okay?
First,
yes. Yes.
Are you allowed to invite a goy to the sukkah?
First of all, forget about sukkah. Let's say it's Pesach, Yontif. Can you invite a goy to your house, Iman Pesach? Any other Yontif? So, and interesting, what?
Any
Shabbos. Any Shabbos. So there happens to be a Taz. The Taz speaks out in two places. In Tovkuf, in Arachayim, is in Tovkuf Yud Beis, the Taz, and also in Hilchus and Yerdeya. I think it's and the Simon. I think Simon Kuf and the Simon Kuf Yud Beis. He quotes a Pirkei Avoda. I learned. I went through the whole Pirkei Avoda. I couldn't find it, but I found in Tanya Dvarayor. Stamps the Torah that's first there. The Tanya Dvarayor. Tanya Dvarayor says it's also to invite a guy for Yontif. He talks about Yontif. Now to write a guy for Yontif to your Suda. He says, because Achol Meziv Chemesin. And he writes strong words. That Chas Hashom, you write a guy, then Chas Hashom, something can happen to your family. He writes very, very important, very strong words. The Tanur Eyo, I think, is in Simon Tess or Simon Yud. He says clearly, you should not write a guy to your Suda on Yontif.
How about Kalaboy?
Huh?
What's
the issue? Huh? Either because since you're eating like it's like a carbon, you're eating a carbon, and the body's not supposed to take the carbon, whatever it is. Well, one second, there's another issue. One second, I'm trying to finish off. So that's inviting. Now you invite him, you have to give him to eat. So you have to prepare food. There's halacha lochem lo nachrim. Gemara and Beya, and it's also brought down Shulchan Aruch and Tov Kuf Yud Beis, that you're not allowed to cook something for a guy. You're not allowed to cook for a guy. If you cook for a guy, you're over it's the right to a bishul. You prepare extra for a guy, you're over it's the right to a bishul. That's why there's even a shayla on Paiskim if you can write a non-frum person to your Mesuda. If you can write a non-frum person, the Mishnah Berurah says you only can write from people, not from people. However, Dain White and Michas Yitzchak and also Ramosha and also Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmishavska Hasla says that if it's a Tinnik Shanishba, is a person that doesn't know the Bodza, it doesn't say, he was born on Shrom, so you want to carve him to ride. If he doesn't drive on Yom Tov or Shabbos, you're allowed to ride him for Suda, even and you're allowed to pay food for him, because he's a Tin Shenishba, so then there's no way to Lachem Lo Nachrim. But if you hold a Chal Shabbos, then like a guy, so just like you're not going to ride a guy, you cannot ride him a Chal Shabbos. Yeah, I say you're allowed to if it's a Tinnik Shanishba.
Say they went to school. They
it depends on each student. Some kids go to day school. They just go to day school or high school. That's Zichat Tinnik Shanishba. He leaves it. Why? Because he doesn't understand.
If he learns in school,
what he's learning is not learning. When he's 12, 13 year old, it's not called understanding the mitzvahs. If he went to high school, he went to 18, 19 years, he was a frum yid, and then he went off to derech, then in some cases, he's not still a tinnik shanishba. Depends on each kid. Certain kids, the very mechal Shabbos, they have a teenager, tell me, I wasn't shem Shabbos very before bar mitzvah. I just was going along with the trend in the family. But I don't want to, I'm not interested in the whole thing. So
are
such...
Are you allowed to write that goy chalemoy?
Chalemoy should be okay. Chalemoy.
So why, if it should be okay... Why doesn't it become a true
conversation? Huh? Anyantif, done with the kabbonis. You don't say that chalemoy. I don't see. I never saw him say it. Also, there are some people that are makbid. There are some chassidim makbid not to let a guy go off into a sukkah at all because this is full of kedusha. So you should not invite. You should not go. But that's not brought down shulchan aruch.
You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you know.
What?
Not everybody learns in the koilen, and not everybody learns. Some people are in the business. What happens if somebody says to you, Phil, I know you're going to have a holiday next week. It's the holiday that you eat in a hut. You eat everybody outside. I would like to see how that's done. If you would invite them, would come up.
Survive the chalamoy, and that's it. I didn't hear it. Oh, potential ger. That's the serious shayla we have. I just had the shayla last week. A potential ger came to my house. He says, what do I do sukkahs? What do I do yantas? So, what do you do for a potential ger? He's a guy still. He didn't have gerus yet. And he's on his, and I have now a potential ger. No one knows he's a potential ger. He dabbed into a minion in West Rogers Park. He puts on tefillin, he downs the gerus, he has tzitzis hanging out, like just he's a guy. He's on his way to coming gerus. So the shaila is, what does he do yantif? So there are a number of eitzes. You're not allowed to cook for him extra. So there are a number of eitzes. So I once had two, I'll tell you a story. The Moshe wasn't alive then when the shaila came to me, and I started my mind, taka shaila. So I came over two eitzes, and I called up Rav David Feinstein, and I told him there's two eitzes. One eitzes, he should say, one answer, he should tell the guy, you're invited to my house, you can only eat cold. I'm not serving you hot. Cold chicken, cold everything.
But you're inviting him.
You're inviting him. One second. Well, what's a shayla? Shasha Mibishal. So he says, that's one answer I came up with. The second answer I came up with, that you give it to the guy, and let the guy on Shabbos take his food and let him warm up on the flame. You come 5 minutes, comes home, takes the piece of chicken or kugel, puts it on the flame, and he'll warm it up. He's warm with his own food. These are two aces. So I called up Dr. Feinstein, says, good, those are two good aces, okay. But I figure I'm going to ask somebody Yashiv. So I asked him, he says, Asa, both aces, Asa. Yeah? Asa. Why is the Shashim Yabashvil? It's a Gzeis Chazal, keep it a Gzeis Chazal. Even though you do these aces, but still, Shach Shemi Yabesh, really, he might do it. He came from around Zayt Chazal. That's what he told me. So, what is the Eitzah? So, this is his Eitzah. Before having come to your house, before Yontif, give him the food before Yontif. Let him be kindness, his food. Let him take the food. Let him be kindness, food before Yontif. And then on Yontif, let him put his food on the flame. So, he's not taking your food. There's no Shach Shemi Shvila. It's only on your food, not on his food. So therefore, he's there from the food before Yontif, and he puts it on the flame, and he's warm up his own food. That's okay. I can come to someone's house and my own. Some people don't trust anyone's kashrus to bring their own food. So he has his own food, and he's warming up. That's the eitzah. Rabbi Yashiv, the only eitzah you can invite a potential yid, a future guest, you can invite him for a meal.
What about a caretaker?
What about the inviting?
A caretaker? A good question. So that's what Amor says. If it's a shivcha, he takes a shivcha, but same thing, caretaker, that you're allowed to, because you're not meitzah b'shvil them. Because some a guest comes, you're meitzah b'shvil them. This is somebody's at your house, she's like a living. She's constantly living, so it's like a shivcha. Then in such a case, there's no exertion on shield.
What about the inviting of the potential gear? Inviting.
Yeah, what's wrong with inviting?
The Rav said just now.
That's when you're a guy. But it's not potential, you know, but at the end of the road in the coming years, so such a thing will make them. That will make them. What? We're not talking, we're talking about Yontif.
Tell a guy I'm not inviting you, but if you come to the sukkah, I'm not throwing you out.
That's not, that's inviting him. Okay, everyone have a, everyone should have a Gema Sima Taiva.
Sometime after
Sukkot, so resume the shurim.
I'm going to be away for the first days of Sukkot.
Yeah.
Can I leave my sock off and then put it on when I come back?
Yeah, sure.
On cold
yeah, 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 okay.
No problem with my real mitzvahs?
No.
Okay. I don't understand the section.
One time.
I understand about food. Usually people make food. You don't make it especially for one guest.
It's still a gazelle. It's a gazelle, it's chazal.
The
own shepherd's gazelle, it's chazal.
You already make the food. You don't make one thing extra for the person.
Doesn't make a difference. It's a gzeres chazal. Doesn't make a difference. It's a gzeres chazal.
You don't take out the food for it.
It's a gzeres chazal. We
can't. Don't take your stolen pot and take out food from it. You already made it because maybe that person may have made it. If you make the whole thing.
It's a gzeres chazal.
What's the gzera? I don't know.
Gzeres for Shema Yabba Bishvilai. That's exactly chazal. Shem Yabba, you're not going to do it. But Shem Yabba. That's what Yashu Tainet, which is right.
One of the could be is, I'm not inviting you. You show up, show up. You don't show up, you want, you don't show up. You're not being.
Yeah, but you and I know the truth. They're going to come then.
Cooking Cholomoy for a guy.
Huh?
You'll end up cooking on Cholomoy because.
I don't think it's this.
Why not?
Doesn't say.
I can't cook after you. I'll just on Cholomoy, can I?
It's
not right? It's only because it's only when we want to turn Yom Tov. So why wouldn't there be a problem with that?
Because
you're holding
it, you
know,
it's having
a good
idea, then it's okay.
There's no problem cooking for
grandma. You have a cleaning lady in the house. She doesn't live there. And you want to just give her some food?
That's okay.
It's okay to give her some
food. That's what the Amos says. Amos Shifley says okay.
Just the same thing as you.